This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards. Since September 11th, some members of Congress have been urging greater scrutiny of the student visa program. About 500,000 foreign students are in the United States on visas, and critics of the program say it provides an easy way for potential terrorists to enter the country. NPR's Adam Huckberg reports.
When an American Airlines jet crashed into the Pentagon September 11th, the hijacker, believed to be at the controls, should have been sitting in a California classroom. Hani Hanjour had come to the United States from Saudi Arabia on a student visa, claiming he was going to enroll in an Oakland language school. He never showed up for class, but before the 11th, his absence sparked no concern. Hanjour's situation is not unique. One of the conspirators in the 1993 World Trade Center bombing was on an expired student visa and hadn't been to class in years. Senator Dianne Feinstein, a California Democrat, says those cases are among several recent abuses of the visa system, a system she says needs major reform.
I think we should be able to provide an education to those who are not going to come back and hurt us, and not to those who will.
Feinstein is sponsoring legislation to make student visas harder to get. It would require applicants to undergo background checks and ban most student visas from seven countries the State Department considers sponsors of terrorism. Feinstein says her bill also would require colleges to notify the government if visa holders don't attend class.
I will tell you this, that a student can be accepted to three or four colleges and may show up at one, may not show up at any. And up to this point, very rarely has the school done anything about it. So there is very little accountability in our system.
Feinstein's legislation, co-sponsored by Arizona Republican John Kyle, is one of several congressional initiatives to clamp down on student visas, and the White House says it too plans to address the issue. It likely will be several months before any new regulations might take effect, but the proposals already are causing concern on college campuses. North Carolina State University is home to almost 2,000 international students, including about a dozen from Iran and Syria, two countries on the State Department list. One graduate student from Iran, Amir Hossein Mukhtari, got a visa this summer to come here to study engineering. He says the proposal to restrict visas from his country is unfair.
They cannot find anything wrong with Iranian students here or even Iranian people here. There are very good people here in the United States. And you cannot say, okay, they are terrorists.
Because Mukhtari is already in the United States, he'd likely be allowed to stay, even if new restrictions take effect. But other Iranians would have a hard time following him to America. And some students say that would be an overreaction to September's attacks. Parham Jarami is an Iranian-born computer science major.
Blocking student visas for a lot of these students would be a great misfortune because most of them are very eager to learn. And just because 10 people out of the millions that come here to study do something extreme like this doesn't mean that everybody should suffer because of it.
College officials have mixed emotions about the proposed reforms. Many agree the current system needs more safeguards, and they support efforts to track visa holders using a national computer database. But educators also worry that too many restrictions could scare legitimate foreign students away. The head of International Student Services at North Carolina State, Michael Bussell, says the risk of terrorism from student visa holders is overstated.
2% of those who cross through the ports of entry into the United States are here on a student visa. A very small number. And they're already controlled more than any other visa holder. And once they're here, I think they need to be treated the way American citizens are.
Bussell worries that cracking down on student visas will make American colleges less diverse, a concern Senator Feinstein says she understands. But she adds that protecting national security is her greater concern. Adam Huckberg, NPR News, Raleigh, North Carolina.